Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Thursday night. It is 10:30 on the East Coast, and this is Matt Chat live on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ace Diamond, and tonight I'm going to be talking about the main event of All In. Of course, the main event was the Young Bucks and Kota Ibushi, the Golden Elite, taking on Rey Mysterio, Rey Fénix, and Bandido in a six-man tag team match, which, for what it was, which was basically six faces and six, three luchadors, one Japanese wrestler, and two Americans. The one Japanese and the three two Americans, basically wrestling Japanese style. I thought it was a very good match. As many people have pointed out, it seemed rushed, which they confirmed that it did get a lot of its time cut because a lot of other matches went longer than they were supposed to. And that kind of thing happens on wrestling shows all the time. It stinks when it does happen, especially when that means that the main event has to have its time cut. But I think with the time that they had, they actually did a lot. And they actually told a great story, which me saying the Young Bucks told a great story is a very rare occurrence. No, don't get me wrong. And if they hear this, I'm probably going to get blocked on Twitter again because they occasionally block me for some reason. I haven't always been a fan of the Young Bucks, but since Wrestle Kingdom 12, whichever Wrestle Kingdom was this past year, I believe it was 12, since Wrestle Kingdom this year, I have become a huge fan of the Young Bucks. And so I thought the story that was told in that match was excellent. In the time constraints they did have, I thought they put on a hell of a match. Now, were there some things in the match that I didn't like? Yeah. But this is professional wrestling in the 20-teens, I'm noticing a lot of things in professional wrestling I don't especially like. However, overall, I thought the match was excellent. Like I said, I thought the story they told was great. The action was what you would expect from a main event, even with the match being cut short. I thought All In was spectacular, and I thought the six-man tag was a great way to close out the show. Now, if it had been me, and this is just basic logical Professional Wrestling Booking 101, I would have closed the show with the Cody Rhodes, Nick Aldis, NWA Heavyweight Championship match, but I also understand why they didn't. That match getting its time cut would have severely diminished the impact of that match. And that's really a match you can't diminish when it's for the NWA World Heavyweight Championship. But overall, and I'm not saying that I'm not going to be talking about All In tomorrow, because I plan on talking about All In tomorrow to wrap up the week. But overall, I thought All In and StarCast, which I still have to go back on the Fight TV app and watch quite a bit of StarCast. I missed a lot of the panels to go back and watch those. But from what I have seen, All In and StarCast were a major success, and I read some of the numbers that they did, and I can't imagine they won't do it again, because they were major money makers. To me, the major stars of All In were Jordynne Grace in the Over Budget Battle Royal, Marco Stunt in the Over Budget Battle Royal, Penelope Ford, so during the Chicago street fight, because her backflips and matrix move were just spectacular. And I was thoroughly impressed by that. So I thought she was, personally, I thought she was the highlight of that match. Obviously, Cody Rhodes and Nick Aldis were both stars in their match. And I think that's about it for my stars of the show. But yeah, Jordynne Grace really stood out to me. And I even said on Twitter tonight that I was neither for or against intergender wrestling before All In. I was kind of on the subject, but after All In, if Jordynne Grace is involved, I am all for it, because she was extremely impressive in that battle royal. Also, Marco Stunt, for a man of his stature and his size, was also extremely impressive. So those two probably impressed me the most of everybody on the entire card. But like I said, the amount of money that the entire weekend made, I can't see them not doing it again somewhere. I know Cody was asking on Twitter the for suggestions for a new or for another city to do it in. I've heard rumors from LA to London. And I said I thought Indianapolis would be a good place to do it. I think the Colts Stadium would be a, or the Pacers Arena would be a good place to do it. I think the Pacers Arena and hotels surrounding the Pacers Arena would be perfect places for All In and StarCast. 2-hour drive from me, and I can very possibly attend if it's in Indianapolis, which I would love to be able to bring Matt Chat to StarCast. But yeah, overall, All In and StarCast, what I saw of StarCast was awesome. I plan to watch the rest of StarCast, anything I missed in the coming weeks. So in a few weeks, I will give my final opinions on StarCast. But that about wraps up my opinion on All In and StarCast. So I may be switching gears tomorrow night to something different, because I think I've covered everything I wanted to talk about All In and StarCast. So I'm about out of time. I will be sending out my weekly email Sunday night to talk about what's going on next week. So for myself and the rest of the Matt Chat crew, this is Ace Diamond. Have a great night, anybody, and we'll see you at a wrestling event. Good night, everybody.